Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on Just Another Morning. Wednesday, January the 10th, 2024, 14 minutes past the hour, 33 degrees and cloudy skies here in the Marion area. Now, there are a few things I want to straighten out, because essentially we are just having a conversation here today, and we do want to be factual. Honest to goodness, we want to be factual here. And there are some points that I want to make. Number one, when I'm saying that Miranda, and again, I can't get in anybody's head. When I'm saying that the issues going on now have to do with Robert Landon, I would think that she would say some of them do. But there are things that are happening on her watch that simply do have to do with Miranda. There is no doubt about that. I don't think there's any doubt about that. There are issues right now with forms not being filed with the IRS. There are issues with payroll tax that I believe do have to do simply with Miranda. So not everything does have to do with the Landon administration, and I want to make sure that that's very clear in what we're saying here this morning. Also, I want to make clear, because there were a lot of names talked about yesterday, and one of those was Ayers Ratliff, Councilman Ayers Ratliff in the 2nd Ward, and it's kind of interesting because he has probably been the most vocal in open meetings against Miranda. I think anybody would say that. I think the other councilmen would say that, council people would say that, and he was not in any of these rooms, so Miranda said yesterday. He was not at any of these meetings. That's an interesting point, and we want to be very clear to say that. We were told that other people were in these meetings. Mayor Schertzer, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Tom Robbins was at one of these meetings, Mark Russell, but Ayers Ratliff was never insinuated or accused at being any of these meetings, being at any of these meetings, so I want to make that very clear. Also, I want to make clear that, again, I don't have subpoena power. I don't have a lie detector machine. I don't know what. All I know is what we're being told, and that's what an interview is. Now, I'm not saying Miranda was dishonest, and I'm not saying that she was honest. I don't know. I can only go by what she said. Now, what I would say is that if I was brought up in that interview, Mayor Schertzer, Jason Schauber, Bill Collins, Mark Russell, Tom Robbins, and they have a different take on what happened, or they were not in these meetings, and it's of some impact or consequence to them, I think I certainly would want to say that. But that's up to them. But the door is always open. 740-383. This is how bad it is this morning. I'm giving you the wrong number. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. So we do want to say that. We want to be as absolutely correct as possible when we say these things. Now, I also want to say this. Now, this is an important point as well. Miranda's fines are larger than Robert's. So if Miranda is saying that this all dates back to Robert, that could be a stretch. Now, I do want to say, I don't know what the transit offer, what does the director of transit make? If anybody knows this, is there a set salary there, or is that an offered salary? Does that have to be run by city council? I don't know the answers to those questions. Can she do the job? I don't know. I think most people would say that she probably shouldn't have been treated the way she was, but can she continue to do the job? That, again, I don't know. That's going to be up for question. Now, if anybody's out there listening, and again, I think there are a lot of people out there listening. If anybody's out there listening who would like to make any of these points or knows the answers to any of these questions, I would be glad to hear from you. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And anybody who is letting me know anything at this point, I certainly appreciate that as well. Because, again, I don't work at City Hall. I only know what comes my way, as they would say. So, phone lines are open, 740-751-4038. If the caller before the break would like to call back in, or anybody else would, to share their thoughts on this, I would be glad to hear from you. But we want to make those points absolutely clear. We want to know, and I guess we just have more questions now this morning, to be honest with you. The only thing I can say is what I said at the top of the program. I think that she was the first to speak in regard to the deal, I guess in air quotes as we're calling it. Beyond that, we'll see what happens. I hope we do hear from Bill. I hope we do hear from Jason again. I think we will hear from Jason. I think I have a good relationship with Jason. I don't know that I have a bad relationship with Bill. I just think that we are not getting together on these matters. And again, allegedly, Bill told Miranda not to talk, so that may be why he's not talking about this. But again, I don't know that because we haven't heard from Bill. So we'll see what happens as we go down the road here. I think that most people would say that was there any criminal behavior here? Was there any illegality here? I don't know. Is Miranda McGinnis a good auditor? Does she need to stay in that position? You know, that's a big question after Monday night's meeting because, honestly, a city council took a third vote of no confidence, and it's on the record now in Miranda McGinnis. That's kind of symbolic. Where does it go from here? Do you try to remove her? Do you try to remove her before you get to the bottom of what happened? With this deal. And if it is true, and again, that's if, we don't know, if it is true that a city councilman was a part of this and directing Miranda not to come to meetings and in the room when the deal was made, I certainly think other city council people might have some questions of that council member. I would think that they might have some questions for the mayor in regard to this. Monday night, from my memory, one question was asked, and it was asked to Miranda. Why are you staying in the job? Well, where do we go from here? All right, phone lines are open. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. But we don't want to indicate in any way that everything that has went wrong under Miranda's term started with Robert Landon or is because of Robert Landon. I think somewhere along the line, something went wrong in that auditor's office. Now, if we will ever know what that was that sent it on a bad course, because I would think you would say, just off the top of your head, who would want to go into a job and fail? I don't think anybody would. So what's the problem there? Lack of knowledge, problems in the office, bad staff? I don't know. I really don't know. And you know, beyond that, I guess I just don't know the answers to those questions, and maybe we'll find out as time goes on. But I think the longer we push, the better it will be. And again, phone lines are open. If you have anything you'd like to say about this very interesting story, very interesting interview yesterday. And again, I don't know. I was having a conversation yesterday with somebody who brought this interview up to me. And I said, you know, if it was your sister, if it was your mother, if it was your daughter, if it was your wife, would you want them to be talked to in that way? Is that ethical? I don't know. And remember, there's more than just Bill Collins in these meetings. It's not just he. So we do not want to represent that that's what happened. There were other people in the meetings. Clearly, we've learned that. But did this interview have any impact on you yesterday? Did it sway you in any way in what you were thinking prior to the interview? I'm interested to hear from the audience. Again, this is why we did not book any guests today, because we kind of want to hear what everybody else has to think, because I heard from an awful lot of people yesterday, and I think it's important to hear from the actual listening audience, because it's important. Let's put it that way. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You've got to wonder, going down the road, what the process is as far as removing an auditor. Is it a short process? Is it a process that can be done in a month? What kind of things do you have to prove at this particular point? Are they provable? Will a bond rating be called in on Miranda? You know, that was a whole other part of that meeting that was very, very, very confusing, was that apparently her bond rating was brought up in those December meetings, and no real answer as to if she took the job, was the bond rating not going to be called in? That seemed weird to me. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know why any of this came up, to be honest. And on the whole, I think what is still confusing is counsel does have the means to try to remove her. So why did any of this even have to happen? Because it certainly caused a problem. I don't think Miranda was going to resign. I think she said that yesterday. And I certainly don't think she's going to resign now. And would it look bad now if counsel went to remove her without finding out what all this other stuff was? Because again, we can't say anybody's honest, dishonest, any of this. We just have to say that some stories don't match up right now with what we have heard in the past. So that's what it is. As the wind blows outside, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know, I know a lot of people, I was hearing last night that a lot of people lost power during these winds. Now, luckily, you know, it's one of these knock-on-wood things at this point. Hopefully, we don't lose power, but boy, oh boy, apparently it has been a mess for a whole group of people. But again, if you'd like to comment and say something, the phone lines are open. I believe the phone lines are working right now. 740-751-4038. But those are the things that we wanted to clear up on the whole, that not everything's related back to Robert Landon. Miranda has her own issues with fines and things not being done. And that amount, I believe, at this point, is more than Robert Landon's when it comes to the fine department. And again, probably her most vocal critic, Ayers Ratliff, was not at any of these meetings. Repeat, not at any of these meetings. We learned yesterday, never implicated that he was. So there you are. That's where we are at this point. Now, where does the city of Marion go? You know, it's very interesting. What is the bigger problem here at this point? Now, is it the feeling that you have an auditor that maybe is not the greatest? Is that the feeling of the city? Is the feeling that, I don't know. Let's take the phone call and we'll come back to this. It's fascinating on the whole. All right, go ahead, caller.
Good morning from Idaho, Scott.
Good morning from Idaho. How are you?
Tired. I just got off night shift. But last night, overnight, we finally got our first snow of the season out here.
Snow out in Idaho?
Yep.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, the crazy part is, and definitely can tell I don't live in Ohio anymore, so here in town, it's mostly just slush and runoff because we're down in the valley, but on the hill going up out of town and just on the outside of town, they're already requiring people to use tire chains.
Well, I can see that, I guess. You know, better safe than sorry.
Yeah, the road going out of town toward Washington is a very steep grade that varies between 8 and 14%.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
So how long have you been listening this morning?
I actually just got home and sat down at my computer, so probably about 5 minutes or so this morning.
Well, obviously the big story here in Marion is the whole auditor and the interview with Auditor McGinnis yesterday. Did you get a chance to hear that?
No, that's actually on my list of things to do. I have it downloaded from the website so I can listen to it here in a bit.
Well, what do you make, just on what you've heard from listening to this program without hearing that interview yet, what do you make of this whole situation?
I guess I haven't heard enough information on the situation to really have an opinion on it yet.
It certainly is interesting on the whole.
Right.
And I think over time, I just hope we hear from other people, because if anything was said yesterday that turns out not to be true, hopefully we will hear that.
Yeah, hopefully nothing untruthful was said.
Yeah. Well, that's the best we can hope for at this point.
Right.
So what time is it in Idaho right now?
It's currently 6:31.
6:31.
Yep.
And you're just off work at this point.
Yep, I get off at 5:45, and then I had to get gas on my way home, and then everybody driving slow because of the snow took me about 25 minutes to get to the house.
Well, I'm glad to know we've got people listening out there in Idaho.
Yes.
Hey, well, thanks for calling in.
Yep, you have a good day. I'll keep listening for a little bit until I have to go to bed for my next night shift.
Well, call again. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yep.
There you go. See, people in Idaho listening to the problems that are going on here in Marion, Ohio, I think that's important. 740-751-4038. That's the phone number. Give us a buzz. Remember, if the line's ringing busy for whatever reason, just means we're on the line with somebody else, and we'd enjoy hearing from you. Again, we left today open, so people, if they so choose, can comment. All right, here comes another call. Let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
I've been listening. When I can. You know, it's pretty darn sad, in my opinion, that somebody, you know, she went into that office and it was a mess, right? And whether she's right, wrong, or indifferent, she tried, but it looks to me like there's a lot of adults that's not necessarily telling the truth.
Well, as a citizen of Marion, I don't know if you live in the city or the county, but as a citizen, how does that make you feel at this point that, you know, a lot of people in high places in Marion may not have been exactly honest here?
Well, that's, you know, Judge Judy says if you don't lie, you don't have to have a good memory.
Yeah, yeah. Have you've been around Marion for a while. Have you ever, I was trying to think the other day, I've never heard a story like this. I mean, we've had resignations, and we've had people accused of things, and clearly we've had money issues before, but I never remember anything quite like this.
It's very immature for the positions they have on all sides. you know, because you listen to Scott, the mayor, and I have a lot of respect for him, but then you listen to on down the line, and then they, people that are, you think are the, you know, the meat of the place, and next thing you know, that's not true. Well, I'm just telling you, when you get in that kind of a position, whether it hurts you or not, you got to tell the dang truth.
What?
And if you listen to Miranda, what she had to say, which she has, I guess, and why didn't they hire some help to help her dig out of that mess? I whether she's right or wrong, she tried, and I feel sorry for her. I mean, it's just, and I know Scott says that is her job. We're there to help. We're not there to do the job, and that's exactly right. But then when you hear both another side of it, somebody's lying, and the ones that you think are lying are the ones you never thought would.
You know, here's a question I have for you, because I think there are two questions here that are of paramount importance at this point, leaving the interview yesterday. And number one is, again, even if you feel that she's the worst auditor and she's not getting it done and she's doing things wrong, do you think City Council should move ahead at this point after the no confidence vote on Monday in removing her before they know the answers to some of these other questions that were brought about yesterday? As did a City Council person lie? Were they in this meeting? Did the current mayor lie? Was he offering a position he was not legally bound to offer? And again, I don't know, because I am not a lawyer, but I don't know that these questions have been, well, certainly they haven't been asked since yesterday, when come to find out there were a whole lot more people involved in these meetings than we thought before. So I guess the question is, should they move along with removing her at this point before that we know exactly what these other people have to say?
Well, it looks to me like if they think they have grounds enough to, then, but don't just be walling around to save your friends.
Well, that's a good, yeah. I mean, I don't quite understand. And again, I guess this is just the other question. Does it sound on the, and again, you're not a lawyer, I'm not a lawyer. Does the thing sound on the up and up? I mean, should you bring up somebody's house? Should you bring up some,
no,
all that,
that
whole
was
thing?
Very immature. That was very immature. And she came into a mess, and apparently she done the best she knew how. But apparently we've got some in office that aren't probably up to snuff. The way, you know, because I think time you get to City Council, get to be on City Council, now you ought to have your ducks in a row and your whys and wherefores. I just don't understand how, and, you know, like I said, Judge Judy says, if you don't lie, you don't have to have a good memory.
Well, it is interesting that there were things that certainly have nothing to do with legalities, but if they did happen, I do have to wonder why they happened. And those things to me are, why would Bill Collins go to her and say, don't talk to anybody? Why would...
Yeah, that's absolute true. Well, I mean, she's an adult. She was elected to that office, but why would he tell her that?
Well, and also, why would Jason Schauber say, leave the building and do not go to any council meetings?
Why would you do that? You know, that if there was no little stakes in the grass, hey, go. If everything was on the up and up, you wouldn't have to do all that stuff. And that's what I said. If everybody would just tell the truth, they wouldn't have to. And then, what, you know, the sad part of it is, Scott, once you tell one lie, then you need another or two. And then sometimes that gets really screwed up.
Well, it does. You can get wound up in these things. And what has astonished me, because honestly, I don't have personal relationships with any of these people.
Yeah.
But what's confusing to me is that this issue about this deal, which is what it's been called, You know, this started on December 11th, and if somebody had just come out on December the 12th and said, this is what we did, there it is. Now, I don't know that there ever would have been a rescission of her resignation. I don't know. You know, and the other thing I don't quite understand, if she is just so horrible at her position and she's doing such a terrible job, why would you give her a job she has no experience at?
Well, that was kind of not necessarily her fault either. She took it and really wasn't. She took it when it was a mess that anybody, even if they were on top of the whole thing, had to clean that mess up to start with.
You know, and, you're right. Go ahead.
And, you know, yeah, you know, it's her job. We'll help, but we're not doing it, and so on. And I just don't understand. We are adults, and once you get up to the point of making decisions for the city, it looks to me like should be a little bit more mature about how you're handling all this stuff. I just think it's sad when I hear them back and back. It sounds like junior high. Now, that's exactly what it sounds like. And I don't know who's to blame or who's not to blame, but I think maybe somebody started to mess a long time ago. Now they're trying to get out of it.
Well, you know, my question is to this, and again, we do not want the city losing money. We do not want millions of dollars of fines. I don't think anybody's going to say they want that. But if she is so horrible, if she's so incompetent, and again, I don't know any of this to be true, and I don't know any of it not to be true, but if this is all the case, why not on December 11th, why not just start the process of removing her? Why did any of this meeting, job offers to transit, I don't remember that happening with Robert Landon. I don't remember them pulling him aside and saying, listen.
That's what I say. When you're doing stuff in the closet, it'll come out every time.
Well, and that's the, I mean, do they think that maybe they can't get rid of her in the court system? I don't know.
And the devil in her behalf, why would she want the job? Of course, once she leaves, she's leaving a trail, isn't she?
Well, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, she's not going to just leave and go home and take care of her kids. There's going to be a lot of crap coming up behind her.
You know, the thing that I learned yesterday when she spoke, and again, whether people believe her or don't believe her or...
I thought she was very nice.
Well, you know, and this is a big question, and I wanted to ask you this because I wanted to ask some of the other callers this as well. Do you think that she did herself a service by doing that yesterday? Because, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, she did. Because at least you got to kind of have a feel for her. And when she was telling that stuff, I thought, how would those other guys? I mean, it sounds like a bunch of girls in junior high.
Oh, it really does.
And it's just sad. I mean, that's, you know, and Robert Landon, he probably still's not out from underneath the mess. And so why just create another one, for crying out loud? I just don't understand.
Well,
but there's a lot of things in this world I don't understand, and I'm glad I don't.
Well, you know, on the whole, and again, I've known Bill Collins for a long time. I mean, we're not friends, but he's been the police chief, the deputy sheriff, now the mayor. I, you know, there's no reason to like or dislike any of these people, but hopefully, as the media, we're trying to get information out to people, and I think we're doing that, and thank goodness for that. And the other thing is that if I was one of those people who was mentioned yesterday and what Miranda said was not true, you can guarantee I'd be out today trying to clear my name.
Right.
And I haven't heard anything yet. Now, not to say that that they won't, but I certainly would be trying to tell my story. And again... Because she's an elected official, and again, I'm not a lawyer, but I don't know that there is no illegality there. I'm not saying that anything illegal went on, because, again, I'm not a lawyer. But, boy, I'll tell you, offering somebody a job to leave a job, I think it's all about the process of that, because I think had she left or applied for the transit job, I don't think there's an issue. But I think when you go to somebody who has no intention to leave a job and you say, if you leave that, we'll offer you this.
Now, doesn't that sound a back alley?
Well, that, you know, there is a thing with an elected official and just the citizens, you know, called quid pro quo. Then there's also an issue. I mean, that's just, isn't that in essence what a bribe would be to get?
Well, I would think, but, you know, it was, and I was surprised when she was saying about Scott was in meetings and Scott said he wasn't, which really shocks me because I think I had a high respect for Scott. But don't go lying.
You know, that's maybe one, to me, honestly, because I've known Scott Schertzer for, boy, back in the city council days, probably 20 years.
Huh?
Yeah, 100 years. And that really shocks me, because if that is true, and he was sitting in the meeting, now she said he didn't say anything, so he's not going to be culpable in anything, but that if he was in that meeting sitting there, why in the world would he go on a media program time after time and say that he wasn't there? That, and again, maybe he wasn't, maybe Miranda's being, I don't know. But
see, that's pretty sad. Now, you can bet past mayors, if they said it was the truth, even if it hurt them. But and like I say, somebody tells one lie, then you question everything comes out of their mouth.
Well, I'll tell you why that's a big issue. And again, this is all allegedly, because again, we don't have lie detectors here. But if that is true, it certainly would make a lot of sense. Because you remember in the early interviews with Mayor Schertzer, when I would ask him about that deal, I don't think he liked that it happened. But he certainly never gave the indication that anything illegal happened. He certainly never gave the indication that it should be looked into until the 31st, when Bill went after him for possibly stopping at a council person's house on his way to that meeting. Then he said, well, we need to know the dealings that went on in this deal. And he even called it's looking shadier and shadier. Well, if he was in the room in the meeting, it would certainly possibly make sense of why he wouldn't want that looked into any further up until the 31st.
Yeah, but, adults just know that when there's something just a bit crooked, most of the time it gets a lot worse, really, than it even started. And I just can't imagine, you know, this is people leading the... I'll tell you, I bet you right now old Glenn Coble's glad he ain't no part of it.
Yeah, wherever Glenn is right now, he's probably very happy that he's out of this.
He's probably saying, whoa, buddy, that's one race I'm glad I didn't win.
You know, I'll tell you, at some point I would like to hear from Glenn, though, because he made some assertions during that whole election about what he thought would happen if he did not win. And I wonder if he sees this as any fruition.
I don't know.
We'll certainly find.
Boise's Hardy went in and tried just so that we would have a choice, and I think he went in and knowing that chances were slim to none. But I'll bet you, by golly, right today, he's glad he's sitting someplace drinking a cup of coffee, talking to his wife, and saying, "Boy, that's one race I'm glad I didn't win."
I think you might be right. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Okay. Have a good one.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Phone lines are open here with about 12 minutes left in the broadcast. 740-751-4038. And remember, this is a talk show. These are just all questions. And I don't know the answers. And if we find out Mayor Schertzer was not in that meeting, well, you know what? Then he wasn't. If we find out Jason Schaber wasn't in that meeting, okay, then he wasn't. But I don't know. I just know what we know now. And I think it might behoove city council and people in power in the city right now to pay attention to what how the citizens feel who are calling in here this morning, because I, you know, people like to know what's going on in their government. Again, phone lines are open here, 49 minutes past the hour, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, this is all based on what happened down at City Hall with the auditor and her interview yesterday. And a lot of people, you know, what I heard from a lot of people yesterday was, what in the world at this point does she have to lose? I mean, clearly, at this point, her job might be in jeopardy. I think she feels that way. I think she said that as much in the interview yesterday. I think that there's a real possibility that city council might be going after her bond rating, a real possibility that they might be going after her job. I don't know. I haven't heard that confirmed yet, but certainly looks in that direction. And I wonder, on the whole, what impact this will have on the interview yesterday will have on those decisions. Because boy, oh boy, something has happened. And again, it comes back to a central question here. If she's not doing her job and she's costing the city money, why on December 11th, why all these meetings? Why all these job offers? Why not just get her out of there? Why not start that process? I certainly heard a lot about that process prior to December 11th. And again, it's been described to me in the grand scheme of things as a very short process, or at least a lot shorter than we thought it may have been. So there you go. Phone lines are open here. If you've been holding your thoughts, now would be the time to call in with about 9 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour. And I know a lot of people just listen to these programs. I think they hopefully find them informative. That's the idea behind these programs. But boy, there's just a lot of questions. You know, we had a lot of questions before the interview yesterday, and we certainly have a lot of questions now. But I will say this, I do believe that Jason Schaber will come back on. I don't know why he wouldn't. I do believe Mayor Schertzer, if asked and available, would come back on. And I have to believe at some point Bill Collins will come on. I don't know why he wouldn't. I would think on the long haul, it wouldn't be good not to come on. If anything else, just to talk about some of the good things that he feels he's doing for Marion. You know, that's the way it is. But, again, that's showbiz. 52 minutes past the hour here, 740-751-4038. Any thoughts on what's going on in Marion? You know, our last caller brought up a very, very interesting point. How is city council coming off on this? We're talking a lot about the auditor. How's she coming off? What's she looking like? Is she doing her job? Well, I think a lot of people are looking to the other members of city government at this point and asking, why are they doing what they're doing? You know, and the thing in here is, by and large, most everybody I've ever met in the city of Marion government, nice people, pleasant people, easy to deal with. I'm not sure what went on here. And maybe that's why this is somewhat of an issue. And I'm not saying anybody's become extremely difficult to deal with. But certainly through this it blows my mind if it happened again, it's all allegedly. But if Bill went to Miranda and said, don't talk to anybody, you know, I guess in my mind, that just is strange. Because I can't imagine why you would do that. I mean, if you don't want to talk to anybody, that's one thing. But why would you instruct somebody else not to talk to somebody, especially if everything's above board? I would think you'd want them to talk. I would think you'd want them to go out and say, listen, I was offered this position. I'm going to take this position. I'm not doing so hot in my other position here. Let somebody else figure it out. And, you know, this is the person who led me to that decision. What's wrong with that? I think now where we've gotten into trouble is that we don't know. Was the transit job offered only because we won her out of that position? Because yesterday, if I'm remembering how the conversation went, it was, if you leave this job, we'll give you this job. I don't know if you can do that. Again, not a lawyer, but I don't know if you can do that. And do people think that's okay? If the people think it's okay, well then, if the people think it's okay and no public official is going to do anything about it, well then I guess it's okay. Certainly not for me to do anything. But 5 minutes left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And again, I do want to thank Miranda for coming on yesterday because at least we got to hear a side of that whole story. And at least we've got some points filled in that heretofore we were not aware of. And I think we can also hold two thoughts in our head at this point. I think if you might believe that Miranda is not a good auditor. And if you don't, that's okay. But you might also believe that she was treated rather poorly in this whole event. That's what we'll call it. We'll call it an event at this point. It's all a little strange, I guess. But again, to be clear, Miranda has racked up her own fines, and I do think at this point the fines are greater than that of Robert Landon. Want to make that clear. And I also want to make clear that because he has been the most vocal, Second Ward City Councilman Ayers Ratliff, probably the most vocal critic of Miranda McGinnis, was never implicated in as being a part of any of these meetings. We don't even know if he knew about the meetings, to be honest with you. You know, I think Ayers will talk at some point. I don't know why he wouldn't. He's a forthright guy, as I consider Mayor Schertzer and Jason Schauber to be. I consider Bill Collins to be honest with you. I don't know what's going on there at this point, but I hope that that works itself out. I think these people are honest, and I think that they will say what happened. And if it is what happened, okay, this is why I said otherwise. You know, people make mistakes. All right, if you wanted to say something, we're down to the final 3 minutes. This is your shot. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. You know what this reminds me of? You know, being at the city council meeting Monday, listen, when you're new in a position, and we've got five new city council members, you've got to learn. You've got to learn procedure. You've got to learn Robert's rules. You've got to learn how a meeting's conducted. And that can be a pretty sharp learning curve. And I think, because there were a lot of people there on Monday, I think we got to see that that's in its infancy now. These people haven't even been in the position a month. And, you know, you have to learn what's right and what's wrong. There's a whole thing that in 3 minutes or 2 minutes now I couldn't even explain to you, but there was a whole issue Monday with Robert's rules and what has been precedent in the past with city council and the way they vote. And, you know, it was interesting to watch that play out in front of the audience there Monday night at City Council. But we got there with the help of the clerk, who certainly knows what she's doing, and members of City Council who've been there a while, who know what they're doing. I think that, you know, eventually we got there, but there are a lot of new people on City Council. And that's going to be a learning curve as time goes on. Well, I thank everybody who called in, because I think it's made for an interesting conversation this morning after a very interesting morning yesterday. And I hope we continue to have the conversation. And again, I want to say that anybody who's been mentioned, from Jason Schauber to Mayor Schertzer to Bill Collins to even Ayers Ratliff, we've talked about this morning, whoever want to come on are always welcome to come on, because I think the more we hear, the more we know. And certainly Miranda is welcome back anytime she would like to come on as well, because there might be more questions there as time goes on. You know, maybe we do need to talk more about the job itself and where we go from here. What is the action plan? You know what? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. For today, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to The Talking Place. Just listen to former star of The Jeffersons and 227, Marla Gibbs.
Where did the name Marla come from? It's so unique.
I made it up.
Really?
My name is Margaret. And I thought that was too mouthy. Margaret Bradley. There's no rhythm to it. Of course, it